the husband or wife that's really into exercising, or in a group of friends, there's one that's really into exercising and the other often is not. And so what often will play out is it will be early in the morning or late at night. One will be heading out for a walk, heading out for a run, going to the gym, and the other will kind of wave and say, you know, run a couple miles for me, or, you know, walk a couple miles for me. My roommate in college always said that. He would stay and be on the computer, run a couple miles for me. I only run if I'm being chased. And then you think, wouldn't it be like this great kind of side business, if it was in any way feasible, if you could kind of apply like your exercise to someone else and someone else would get the benefit of it? Obviously, that's not how it works. That's ridiculous. That can't happen. You can encourage someone. You can support them. You can exercise with them, but you can't do it for them. Only you can be the person that exercises to get the benefits of it. So often in the spiritual life, we can do the same thing. Sometimes you can say, well, my grandpa prays the rosary every day. My mom went to mass every day. So-and-so helped in the food pantry. And that's all well and good. But at the end of the day, Jesus wants us to be personally responsible for our relationship with him. In the same way we can't get the benefits of someone else's exercises, so it is in the spiritual life. There's a sense at the end of the day that we're responsible for our own spiritual growth. That's kind of the underlying message that's going on in the gospel today. Because it's interesting, in the times, biblical times here, the groom was kind of the star of the wedding. And so the bridegroom, it's the groom. And the way it would happen is the groom would leave his house at night, in the middle of the night, and go to the house of his bride. And there the bridesmaids would be waiting. And then when the groom got there, they would go back to his house kind of in the middle of the night. So they needed to have these lamps that were lit. And five of the bridesmaids, they brought the oil. And five didn't. The oil is meant to represent in our own lives our good faith and the works that we have in living out our faith. Five of them didn't have it. And what did they say? Go buy some for yourselves. In other words, we have none to share. We need it for ourselves. And what does Jesus say? At the end, they knocked on the door. I do not know you. I do not know you. They were seeking to live off the spiritual fruit of others. In the spiritual life, we count on the intercession of the saints. We count on the constant prayers of each other and those who have gone before us. But at the end of the day, a relationship with Jesus Christ cannot be forced. At the end of the day, only myself, only each of us personally can accept Jesus into our hearts. Our parents can't do it for us. Our grandparents can't do it before us. We have to do it for ourselves. And so we pray for the grace to open our hearts to Jesus Christ, to call on the intercession of those who have gone before us, to look to the example of that model of faith in our own lives, but then to respond on our own personally, to the call of discipleship that Jesus and our Mother Mary extend to each of us.